Show with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything Bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Grape Therapy. We're scared. Brandy's with me.
Hello.
We're on my couch.
We're a little on edge.
Brandy, what's the weather app saying over there?
So the last update says, the lightning in these storms indicates updraft strength, which makes us more suspicious of tornado genesis.
Mm-mm.
That's a word.
Tornado genesis?
Tornado genesis, yeah.
What does it mean?
Tornadoes are happening.
So basically, we're just in the middle of a storm. We're really hoping for some loud thunder so that you guys can feel our pain.
Maybe like a house shake.
Yeah, like something dramatic after the dramatic episode of The Bachelor.
The most dramatic.
It really wasn't dramatic. It was just annoying.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're in the middle of a huge storm, flooding, tornado warnings.
Yep. Sirens going off everywhere.
But you know what? That ain't going to stop us from podcasting or watching The Bachelor.
We got to go out strong.
We just got to keep on that app. The Nashville weather, whatever
the
that
Twitter.
Is. The Twitter.
Yeah.
And if it comes near us, we'll just pick up our podcasting gear and go into my newfound basement. Because when AT&T was setting up my cable and internet, I found out that I have a basement. He was like, do you have a basement? I'm like, no. And then he goes, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, no houses in this neighborhood have a basement. And then he goes, can I look in your garage? And then he goes in my garage and opens this door. It's like a crawl space into a basement. I was like, just kidding. I have a basement.
How long have you lived here without knowing?
Which then I think it's the universe being like, hello, because a tornado. This was like 3 days ago.
That is pretty wild.
The universe.
You've lived here how long though without knowing?
2.5 years.
Two and a half years.
Just found out I have a basement.
So that's cool.
Okay, you guys. Remember those incredible cupcakes I told you about on another podcast? They're baked by Melissa. There are these incredible small little bite-sized cupcakes with the most perfect amount of icing on them. The flavors were incredible. The boxing, the packaging was adorable. I got so excited when I saw them on my front step. I could not get enough of them. Baked by Melissa's bite-sized cupcakes ship perfectly, and they will literally change how you think about Valentine's Day gifts forever. They're handcrafted and bite-sized. Baked by Melissa treats are adorable and delicious. My mouth's actually watering. They're perfectly bite-sized, so you can have one in every flavor, which I did, and you'll want to. Unique flavors, seasonal gift boxes. My favorite was probably the, what do they call it? The red velvet. Oh, gosh. Easy to gift. Baked by Melissa offers 1 and 2 day shipping nationwide. And remember, the last day for standard shipping for Valentine's Day delivery is February 12th at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So this Valentine's Day, send your loved ones the perfect gift with Baked by Melissa. Go to bakedbymelissa.com/vine today. Sign up and use promo code VINE to get 15% off your next order. This is a special offer exclusively for my podcast listeners, so make sure you take advantage. That's 15% off at bakedbymelissa.com/vine, code VINE. Even if you get them for yourself for Valentine's Day, let me tell you, life-changing. Anyways, drama, Bachelor. Let's just do a little recap here. First of all,
you've got hella notes over there.
I've got hella notes, even though they're all like chirpy notes. Like everything's like, okay. Like, okay, so they're in Thailand.
Yeah.
He does a one-on-one with Heather, who's in another lifetime, I will come back with her hair.
I wish.
Every time somebody has good hair on the show, I'm like, sugar bear hair, add.
Oh, 100%. Here. But this season is full of great hair.
How do they, that's what I keep saying though. We're like, well, back in my day, I had great hair too, and all their skin and hair, and I'm like, damn it!
None of these. I like that a lot of the girls this season like aren't wearing much makeup.
I do like that.
Very fresh faced.
I will say, and you know what? Who was I talking to on one of my podcasts that they said they think that's going to come around as like a new trend is the fresh face, just a little mascara, glowing skin, a little lip gloss.
Love it.
And I feel like these girls are doing a good job of rocking that this season.
For sure, I agree. Very refreshing.
Some of the outfits are questionable, but you know what? That don't make you bad people.
Some of the outfits.
They're making up for it with the lack of makeup and they're just natural beauty.
Yeah.
Anyways, Heather goes on this one-on-one. And we all knew the kiss was coming.
We knew.
Yeah, that's why she got the one-on-one.
100%. They wanted the moment.
And did you see that they changed her title from Never Been Kissed to Has Been Kissed?
Not until you pointed it out.
Because
amazing.
She's too young to...
So yeah.
What does she do for a job? I want to know.
I don't know.
That's just funny that that's her title.
Stalking.
We laughed so hard when Colton, he like looked at her like she like didn't speak English. Like he did the like hand, what is that called? Sign language of like, do you blow kisses? Oh,
do you blow kisses?
Like he couldn't, or? Because she has never kissed. Oh, do you? He like got nervous.
He did.
Like, oh, do you blow kisses?
Like he was, like he was gonna offend her or something. She was like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just because I've never kissed anyone doesn't mean I don't blow kisses.
It was good.
And then all the mouth things that were so uncomfortable.
It was
like
so weird.
I always wonder too. I'm like, this comes out on Thursday. Are people already over this episode by Thursday? Because I'm over it by the end of the night. I'm like, are we really talking about this?
I know. But let's be honest here. Most people don't have cable anymore. Everyone's streaming it the next day. So that's we're really not that far behind.
I'm probably spoiling it for people.
Maybe.
They're watching it on the weekend. The rocks, the greenery.
Oh my gosh. Like the editing of that date made it seem so much more awkward than I think it probably was.
Yeah, because they seem to have kind of cute chemistry, I'm not going to lie.
Sure, yeah.
But the fact that there was just, they didn't play any music, so there was no awkward music, there's no romantic music, there was just no music.
Just silence.
And that made it weird, yeah. Because you're used to watching that show with like, the music does things to your brain totally. When you watch two people together. And the fact that it was just silence was...
so crazy.
Awkward.
But they're... when they did finally kiss, it wasn't bad.
I thought for sure it was going to be like this awkward, because he like, he does this weird tongue thing when he kisses where he puts his tongue out first.
It's very weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. He's, you could tell he's working on that.
Yeah. You think you can tell?
Yeah.
You can tell
like,
that?
I could tell with, maybe not with Cassie, but with like... yeah. As the episodes go on, I can tell like somebody might have had a conversation with
and
him.
Said like, bro, slow your roll.
Slow your roll. Like lip first, yeah. Then tongue, eventually down the road, but not tongue first.
Yeah, it's aggressive.
So I thought that kiss, like the fact that she'd never been kissed, the fact that he kisses with tongue first.
Yes.
I was like, this is going to be a nightmare. This is going to be the worst first kiss of her life.
Yeah.
Her only first kiss and the worst. Like you can't take that back.
No.
But it was good.
It was good. It was decent.
I thought it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like one pleasant. Of the better kisses we've seen.
Yeah, it really was.
Shockingly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I felt pretty good about it. And yeah. The fact that she went 8 months dating a guy.
This is what really, really blows my mind here.
Eight months.
Like, is that just, even, is that dating if you're not physical with somebody and you're just hanging out for 8 months? Like, would
what
you,
do they do? Like tickle each other's backs?
I don't know.
That's even kind that? Of pretty intimate though.
Yeah.
Did they just hold hands?
Probably.
This is why I need ABC to let me podcast with people without getting their approval first. So I can just call
people.
Them right after the episode and have them on.
And say, listen, I need to know, what was it like dating somebody for 8 whole months? I just can't imagine. How do you even know if you like somebody if you don't kiss them?
I just want to talk to her and be like, what did you do for the 8 months?
Yeah.
Like, when you guys went to the movies or hung out and
or like
no
sat in the car
was like... there's no way the guy didn't at least try. Did she shut him down? Because I understand. She's saying she didn't have feelings for him. So that's, I mean, good for you for staying strong, girlfriend.
I guess so.
But you know what? There's no better way to find out if you have chemistry with someone than to kiss them.
You got to just jump in.
Just got to go right in. Tongue first, like Colton.
Don't do that.
Tongue's blazing. Go right in. And then he takes her to the beach.
Mm.
No music. Again.
So awkward.
They have their first kiss. Colton was 1000% drunk.
Yeah. It's funny. So I've watched this episode twice now, embarrassingly enough, because I watched it by myself last night and then with Caitlin today. And I did.
A true friend right there.
Really? Yeah. I didn't really notice until you pointed it out, but I do think he was drunk.
He had drunk eyes.
Yeah.
So everybody go back and look for that. Or I can just take a picture and put it on my Instagram and embarrass him. He was for sure drunk.
I think he was.
He was like squinting. I don't know.
And Colton doesn't get drunk often.
Oh.
He's not much of a drinker. So I feel like when he does, it like hits him.
Yeah. I just feel like it was the end of the night. He knew he had to kiss her.
Uh-huh.
He knew the pressure.
Yeah.
He knew it was coming and he wanted to just be a little loosey-goosey for it.
Do you think they told him like, listen, bro, we're setting you up. Yes. Fireworks on the beach.
Yes.
Be ready.
Yes.
They did, right?
Yes. I think they did.
Yeah.
He knew he had to take her on the date because they needed the TV
mm-hmm.
show to like get that first kiss.
Totally.
You know, he didn't pick her. Sorry, Heather. You're lovely. Actually, we really like Heather.
I really like Heather.
I was like, I was on the fence just because I'm like, I don't know her yet.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't on the fence. I just didn't know her yet. Mm-hmm. And then you said, I actually really like her. And then as I watched her, I'm like, she's quirky and cute.
She is. I mean, she's young and quirky, but like, I think she seems really sweet. And out of the whole group, like, I definitely think one with the better intentions, right? I mean,
yes.
She just seems very innocent.
I mean, you like, just don't hear about that anymore. The girl's never been kissed.
I know. It's wild.
Let's call her Josie Grossy. Remember the movie Drew Barrymore, Never Been Kissed? Her name's Josie Grossy.
It's so good.
I mean, and I mean that in a very flattering way. I love Drew Barrymore.
Love Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. So
great film.
Josie Grossy has now been kissed.
Yeah.
What else happened? Elise.
Oh.
What happened?
We got to get her on the pod.
We do. She needs to come on and explain, because I feel like we're missing something.
That's my thing, is I just don't understand how after one date, she has so many feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually when someone trips out like this, it's way later down the line. Like, I remember when Blake really started tripping, it was like, it was down to two.
Yeah.
But there's how many people left, and Elise is...
That's why I'm like, did they spend more time together than we know?
Maybe.
Did something happen that we don't know about? Because... I mean, they did have a very special date,
and
their connection was undeniable. But I've been on the show a couple times.
Have you?
And it's just confusing to trip that hard after.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there's something we don't know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I really would like to know, like, where her mind was. She's one of my favorite. She's my favorite this season. So I don't want to sound like I'm chirping her too hard. Just a little poking a little fun. Yeah,
she's one of my favorites as well.
Yeah.
At first I was like, ooh, bachelorette material.
Totally. Me too. And I'm just going to poke a little fun because I'm not sure why she tried on a Haley Page wedding gown.
Dude.
To go break up with him. Like full hair updo.
Full hair.
Wedding gown. Which
heels.
It's adorable, kind of. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
That's so cute. Like, what? But I mean, why?
I wonder if she was like, if I'm going to go out, I'm going out looking my best.
Right.
With a bang.
Which I kind of get.
Let him know what he's missing out on. I mean, maybe that was the
thought. I respect that. It just didn't seem like a beach appropriate dress.
No, it was very. And the heels really. I never wear heels unless forced. So I would have been like, you know what? Cute dress, but we're going with the flats.
Going with the flats. Yeah, that was, it was just so cute. And just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was sad to see her go.
Me too. I really liked her.
I really liked her.
I know.
And I just, I'm still confused by it. And I'm probably going to need a couple days on this.
Yeah. Oh, we got to get her on. I need some closure.
Yeah, I need closure. We need closure on why she left, because it's still too confusing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like... I go back and forth. I'm like, was she not into it and they spun it that way? Or was she really into it and couldn't hack it?
I would be shocked if her emotion was faked, because I just
I don't think it's faked. I think she had those emotions, but I think it could have been
spun differently.
Like, she could have been feeling stupid for like going on the show and then not feeling anything and wanting to like, try because they had such a good date, but I don't know, editing, you know.
Yeah,
you just never know. But I mean,
yeah, it's,
I tried to pay attention to all the little details, and it does look like she was just heartbroken and sad.
It does.
So I'm not sure. That's why we need
her, some real tears.
Yeah. And then can we talk about the Colton's home videos? What's going on where he sets up the camera and does this little, like, talking to himself selfie mode on a camera? Like,
is this the first time they've ever let someone do this?
They spent all their budget on, like, cameras on the girl's khaki pants for the next date.
okay, so there's never been somebody to, like, do, like, a self-tape kind of situation interview here.
Does that seem more intimate? Like, do we feel like, we're closer to Colton, like he's talking to us over FaceTime?
I don't feel like that.
I don't either.
But here's my two cents. I think Colton's like very shy.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you hang out with him with no cameras around, like he's, you know, he's pretty outgoing and goofy and, you know, he's a big personality. He's he's really fun. And then anytime I watch him on TV, I feel like he's a lot quieter, clams up a bit more. Uh-huh. I don't know if he's just overthinking like everything he says. Like I would if
so
I was on
maybe
camera.
You feel like-
so I'm like, maybe they think like he'll open up more and feel more comfortable if they just give him his own camera and say, hey, talk to this every morning or whatever.
Yeah, do a little vlogging.
Yeah, maybe they think he'll like be more comfortable to open up and say more.
It's funny because it's 2019. Maybe they're trying to get down with the vlogs.
Maybe
they
are.
But then also I'm like, Mike Fleiss, I see what you're doing, and you're still just trying to have the young, hot blondes and your all-American man sweetheart. Like, the social climate has changed.
It has.
Be aware of the times. You know?
This is deep. This is deep.
I'm going to move on then to Jungle Joe.
I love Jungle Joe, although I do think he's probably like maybe 19 if he's lucky.
Joe for Bachelor.
Listen, I like Grocery Joe and all, but I'm here for Jungle Joe.
Yeah, move over Grocery Store
move
Joe. There's a new Joe in town.
Over.
Jungle Joe is here to stay.
When he like chops that thing when water comes out, like the stalk, I'm like, yes.
Oh, were you turned on a little
bit? A little bit,
Joe?
Yeah.
What if we found out he was younger than 19?
I think he probably is, to be honest. It's like,
well, it was
so
just
bad.
It was an attractive quality that Jungle Joe can just live in the jungle
it's
and survive.
Very attractive. I mean, look who you're talking to, and you know who I'm talking to right now. So
exactly, you're
just hitting
you
home.
Have your own Jungle Joe.
I know, it's like hitting a little home.
Wait, have you talked about that?
Wells forced me.
Good. So the people know. Maybe the Vinos don't know that.
The Vinos don't know.
Brandy's got her own little Jungle Joe.
I do. I'm not talking like too much about it
until I
go on this trip next week and like see what
that
it
makes
is.
Sense.
But
then we'll have to do a recap.
We'll do a recap. Yeah.
When I'm not watching The Bachelor anymore this season, we'll do a recap of your dates.
I'll start making my own home videos. Catch you guys up. Make a few episodes.
Can you?
He's like kind of camera shy.
Oh, I kind of like that, though.
I know, it's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
And he like doesn't have Instagram or anything like that. It's amazing.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, it's fabulous.
How do you get to know him? How do you stalk him?
I can't.
Amazing.
I know, it's great. But he's like very open. He's very open with me. Like,
yeah, of course he is, because he doesn't have Instagram.
Yeah.
So he's a normal human being that is able to converse and have conversation.
It's pretty great. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
It's
I wonder
really
what that's
great.
Like. Like, I wonder,
pretty great.
What, yeah, I wonder what that's like to like crush on somebody who's just, you know, he's just like one with nature.
Yeah.
And doesn't
really
have
cute.
Instagram.
Yeah. And he's not like looking at a bunch of other hot girls
right.
all the time.
No,
because
he's too busy enjoying the grass and,
yes.
and the trees
grass.
And the animals.
Yes.
What was the one thing you told me that he liked?
Well, the first day on our drive, like we were all like floored by how like amazed he was about this spider colony.
Yeah,
he was literally like staring at the spiders, like fascinated by them, and I was just like,
and this is in Africa, by the way.
He was like, how cool are the spiders? And we were like, they're so cool.
Yeah,
we,
they're the
like,
coolest.
Love
I love spiders.
Love them so much. Hilarious.
It's like all the girls in their khaki pants on this day, they're like, oh, I totally eat slugs. I would do anything for you.
That one girl, Hannah, ate a slug.
Hannah B,
would you do that?
No,
I don't think I would do that.
I would, you know what? I told my niece the other day, she has a little boyfriend.
Oh.
And she's a little cheerleader.
How old is she?
She's 11.
Oh my gosh. I didn't have a boyfriend until I was 15.
Well, I mean, they're boyfriend and girlfriend as in like they hang out and their parents hang out. Like,
that's cute.
They're not like doing anything.
Okay, good.
But I remember she was telling me like she tries to talk about football around him. And I said, Sydney, you don't have to like football because he does.
No,
he's not
going
to like you more. You don't have to pretend to be somebody that you're not.
In fact, he probably will like her less if she seems like one of the guys.
Yeah, what?
That's how I feel.
Oh, I always try to be one of the guys.
I feel like I am one of the guys, and I feel like it puts me in a very bad position.
I feel like I have the duality of being one of the guys and then being
a girl. You do. How do you do it?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
I think I just have both sides to me.
You do, but I find it like I feel like the guys literally think I'm a guy.
Yeah, but the right guy won't.
The guy in Africa.
It's good to have guy friends.
No, it is. I have
guy
kind of
in
guy.
Africa
love
loves who you are. For
yeah,
you,
he does.
Ah,
that's
you're
cute.
Smitten. Ah. Your face lights up, and I can't wait till you get
he's
back
cute.
From this trip. He is very cute.
I know, he's super hot.
You probably aren't saying his name, right?
No.
Such a great name, though.
It is a good name.
Let me just quickly say, starting a healthy routine and sticking to it are two very different things. Inevitably, we all skimp on that full night of sleep, skip a workout or two, or brush our teeth with a tired old toothbrush. Well, we're not perfect, but we can do better. And Quip is a better electric toothbrush that can help. It has 2-minute timer pulses, which I love every 30 seconds. It reminds you when to switch sides, help you to clean your whole mouth evenly. Up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes and don't clean evenly. It's got a multi-use cover. It works as a stand, mounts to mirrors, and slides over your bristles to pack and protect your Quip on the go, which is great for me for traveling. Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, a friendly reminder when it's time to refresh and stay committed to your oral health. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. They're backed by over 25,000 dental professionals, and they have thousands of verified 5-star reviews. That's why I love Quip and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to quip.com/vine right now, you can get your first refill pack free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/vine.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at Progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Hey guys, if you like my show, then you're going to love The Good Life with Stevie and Sazen on Podcast One. The YouTube and blogging power couple with warm hearts inspire minds and captivate listeners through intimate stories and powerful conversations with people who are making an impact from major celebrities to everyday people. Check out The Good Life with Stevie and Sazen every Wednesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
What was I saying about the eating a slug? So I'm like, never. I wouldn't be like, you know what? I'll impress him with like my humor.
Oh, totally.
I'll impress him with like who I am, but I'm not gonna. And maybe that is Hannaby. Like maybe she is like, she's F it, I'll eat a slug.
I mean, she's a country girl, I think.
Yeah, so yeah. There you go.
From Alabama or something.
I respect it. I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't do it. I don't know.
What, like
I'm
she,
adventurous.
Like, she didn't even kill it first. Like it's alive, crawling around in her stomach. I think.
Oh, imagine her pooping it out.
Yeah, poops it out.
Now that's the part I couldn't handle.
No,
not okay.
No. What if it ate through her like intestines on the way?
Did you know that some girls do that? You can order like tapeworm online.
No, you cannot.
I'm not kidding. I heard this that some girls have done that. Like,
that's messed up.
Yeah. Well, first of all, that's sick. Like that'll make you like that's actually making your, that's just not okay.
Tapeworms can like eat through you to get out of your body. Like eat through your legs.
I read this somewhere like on, there's like an article on that was like a trend for a while, which just makes me sick to my stomach. But anyways, Hannaby did get the rose out of it.
She did.
And I can't handle this girl drama that's going down. Usually it's entertaining on these shows with like, you know, the catty girls. The villains just aren't the same anymore.
It's true.
And I've said this on another podcast, I think, that I feel like the villains are trying to be villains.
Yeah.
And there's just like the drama's too young. Mm-hmm. And it's just not landing. Like there's something not clicking about this.
No, it's really not. It's very, I really think it's because everyone's so young.
Do you think it's
petty drama?
It's not like relatable.
I think it's not relatable, but I also just think it's really petty.
Like, I can't get down with it. I'm not like, ooh, this is good TV, even though I used to think Demi was, but now I'm over it. But, like,
she's been quiet, though, the past couple
episodes. She has been quiet.
I feel like, well, we saw in the preview next week, she's crying, so that's good. That'll, like, bring some drama.
Right. But other than that, I'm like, what's going on?
No, I know.
Like, I'm over. I find myself, usually I'm into it. I find myself just, like, scrolling, like, checking emails. I'm trying to do work over watching.
I feel like Colton's over it, the way he's stormed out there.
That's what I mean. I think Colton's doing, like, a really good job because I think he's taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm,
I do. And so watching him, I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's just so over.
That
like, he's
deal.
Like, this is, we're 3 weeks in.
Mm-hmm. And it's already.
And it's, like, catty, dumb stuff happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd There's be hard just, for me to not just be like, you, bye.
Right.
See ya.
And you can't do that, unfortunately. And Jason said this too. I think he wrote an article for something and said, like, there's just no depth in any of the conversations.
No.
There's just a lack of.
Kaylin was the only, like, redeeming, you know,
right.
conversation from the right. season for me when she opened up about
right.
being abused and stuff.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, I can't even remember anybody else really
and
opening
then,
up.
I'm like, okay, is that just because it's the beginning of the season? Are we going to see that eventually? But then, you know, with his Cassie one-on-one date. I'm like, come on, we get it. They're sexually attracted to each other. Is this, are they only showing the physical chemistry because it's the whole virgin thing? So are they building and like hyping up the sex?
That probably has a lot to do with it.
Because I loved their connection, but I'm like, yeah, we get it. There's a physical connection, but let's hear more. And even their conversation, the one conversation that they showed was about sex. And I'm all for a little sex talk, totally. But that's like, come on.
I know.
I want to hear more about like who she
Cassie is. Yeah.
Because
we don't really know.
And I'm sure we'll get there eventually, but I mean, I don't think she's going anywhere for a while. That was the strongest connection. That was the first time I've seen him like grab a girl. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She had on a great swimsuit too.
Great swimsuit.
Loved the swimsuit.
Great outfit. She is, we said, a combination of a blonde Megan Fox and Kate Winslet.
She truly is.
Like, if you combine those two, and that's Cassie.
She's so cute.
She's very cute.
Big fan.
Yeah, I like her. I just want to know more. That's why I want to know more, because I like her.
I know.
I laughed really hard what you said.
What did I say?
When Cassie said she was like, I have butterflies, like good butterflies.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, as opposed to bad butterflies?
I'm like,
And then I'm like, well, I kind of get bad butterflies. Like if you're scared to run into somebody or you don't want to do that, you're like, no, those are knots
those
in your stomach.
That's
I'm like,
right?
That's a very valid point.
It's different because the very butterflies feel like fluttery and the knots feel a lot more aggressive. I don't know.
Yeah. No, she had good butterflies. They played porn music for her.
They did.
It was the first time I've ever heard porn music on the show.
They need to increase their music budget.
What is happening?
Oh, it's bad.
I don't understand. Colton's doing video, his old videos. They're using porn, like soft porn music.
Yeah. Was there like a pay cut somewhere?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
It's can't in afford
all
a cameraman.
The amazing places they're going to.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
I'm like, what is happening?
That had to be
they're
expensive
week
to fly.
Three, and they're like
everybody over there.
They've been to Singapore, Thailand, and did they go somewhere else, or was that the first?
That's what,
Singapore and Thailand.
But that's pretty
in
freaking
the first
cool.
3 weeks. I was in the mansion for 5 weeks on The Bachelor before we went to Iowa.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it was a very long time.
Dang.
But yeah, who knows what their conversations were, because all they showed was them just making out and butt grabbing and.
A lot of butt grabbing.
I don't know. I want to go back and watch other seasons and just like
see what it was like.
Yeah, because I'm like, do we say this every season? Or I want to go back and be like, oh no, see, there was depth in the conversation. There was things happening. The villains were villain.
We need to go like way back.
Yeah,
we're gonna go back.
Yeah, but like not to my season because I'll never.
No,
watch that
way
again.
Way more back than that.
Wait, Cassie, how are we 3 weeks in also and she has zero roots? Like, is she just that natural of a blonde?
That's what I'm talking about. She's so blonde, but like she does, like she has like a light complexion and light eyebrows and everything. Yeah. Maybe she is a natural blonde.
No, she's definitely a natural blonde, but still no roots.
No roots. How does she do it?
I don't know. It's impressive though.
Tell us your secret, Cassie.
I also want to, like, this is the thing. I just want to call these girls and be like, Kerpa, right?
That's Kerpa. I want to know more. She's so pretty.
She's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous. I'm like, what happened to your chin?
Need to know.
We crept a little bit on her social media and found that, one, she doesn't follow me.
Oh,
so
come on, Kerpa.
Just kidding. So petty. We're like talking about girls being petty, and I'm like, she doesn't follow me. But she tripped and like fell and slipped on rocks. But how did they not address that on the show?
They didn't show any
of it. She just rocks a Band-Aid on her chin the whole show.
The whole episode.
Like, which the whole time, I'm going like, wow, she must have like a monster zit.
Yeah.
And good for her for just rocking a Band-Aid over
it. I was going to say, if you had a monster zit on TV, would you really put a Band-Aid over it? Or would you just do your best to cover it?
I don't know.
Because I think the Band-Aid would
draw more attention. Yeah, but it's kind of funny because then it gets people talking about you.
That's true. There were a lot of people talking about it on Twitter.
And I bet everybody went to her social to
find out.
Maybe that was a strategic plan on her part.
Maybe she's smarter than we think, than we give her credit for.
She did it for the gram.
Did it for the gram.
That's really funny.
It's 2019,
You know what's
baby?
So bad? I'm already over talking about it. Is that bad?
Are you out of notes?
I'm out of notes. Like, it was the whole Miami girl. What's her name? Nicole?
Oh, Nicole.
Miami against Danica? Is that her name?
Anika.
Oh, Anika. Why did I think she said Danica?
I have no idea.
Anika.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, the look on Anika's face when Tayshia was like, I heard that conversation. That's not what she said.
Right.
And then the look on Anika's face was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm busted.
I messed up. Yeah. I think she thinks she really messed up.
I'm having a really hard time with this. I usually recap. Last season, what was it? Ari? Was Ari the last bachelor? Who is the last bachelor?
Wait a second.
yeah. Ari. Becca.
Yeah.
Colton.
Yeah.
I had a lot to say.
Yeah?
I was even doing recaps by myself, just like talking away. Yeah. Same with the season before that. Rachel's season.
Rachel's season was good.
It was a great season.
Yeah. She had good guys, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not trying to take away from Colton or anything because I think he's great.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Colton.
Yeah.
But there's I'm not clicking with this season.
I'm telling you, it's because the girls are so young.
Do you think that's what it is?
I kind of do. I mean, most of these girls are a decade younger than us.
Yeah,
that's insane, Caitlin.
It is insane, I guess. It's insane. I just still feel like they can make good TV out of it. I don't know what it is. I'm just not clicking. Yeah. Something's not clicking.
Yeah. We got to hold out hope.
Yeah.
We got to hold out.
I mean, I keep saying, okay, I'm not going to watch next week. I think a lot of people do this. And then they're like,
okay,
well, that last little teaser for next season looped me back in.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what happens?
We got to know.
But I'm just going to watch until he hops the fence, which is probably the last.
Oh, what?
I think it's next week.
I think he said that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hops the fence. I love that that's such a...
That's what's grabbed
everyone's attention. Yeah. When does he hop the fence? It's so funny.
It was one, an impressive hop.
It's become such a thing.
It's an impressive hop, and you just got to know why. Like, why was he running from producers? I mean, I wanted to do that a few times, but I couldn't hop.
He really is like the most fit human being I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, like, he's an athlete.
I know. It's crazy. Fit. Very fit.
Speaking of that, I'm supposed to go to a gym in the morning, but this rain is really making me want to stay in bed.
What time are you supposed to be there?
9:30.
Oh, that's not too bad. You can do that.
Yeah, but the highways are like flooded.
I have to be at the barn at 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah, you do.
It's in Thompson Station.
You need to actually drive really... You need to be careful.
Be careful. I'll be careful.
Okay, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
Guys.
Okay, if you had to pick a bachelorette right now from this group, who would you pick?
Tayshia.
I love Tayshia.
I really, really love Tayshia. She's one of my faves. She's very sweet. She's beautiful. She's very, like, down to earth, mature, cute. I think she can be quirky.
Yep, I agree. My top three, one of them left this week, but my top three were Tayshia, Kaylin, and Elise. But now Elise is gone.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm letting Cassie take her.
Yeah, you know
place.
What? Elise was in my top three, Kaylin, and Tayshia.
Yeah. But now that Elise is gone, I think I'm putting Cass and tapping Cassie in.
Yeah, I really like her. I like her too.
Yeah. But man, Elise. R.I.P.
Oh, sad to see her go.
Yeah.
But we'll have her on the podcast.
I would love that. You got to bring back.
But I don't want, like, I don't want produced Elise on the podcast.
No.
I want raw, real.
I wish we could get her before the media training.
I know. I'm like, give me the deets before you need to go on your little spur of media tours and be, you know, you have to know what to say.
You got
to
message her and tell her that we want her first.
ABC won't give me that.
Come on.
I'm going to try.
Let's try.
Where is she? In Scottsdale.
I'll talk to Courtney.
Wait, yeah.
Courtney does the PR.
Because I'm going to be in LA on Sunday.
You got to do it.
She's
call me in.
Be there.
You got to phone me in. Oh, she's going to be in LA?
Yeah, and I'm podcasting on Tuesday in LA.
Well, you got to get her.
Oh, yeah, it's happening. I'm going to slide into Elise's DMs.
Holla at you, girl, Elise.
Okay, yeah. I would say Tayshia for Bachelorette. Who would you say?
Tayshia. Yeah, Tayshia or Kaylin.
But Kaylin's 23.
So isn't Tayshia young too?
Oh.
She's 25 maybe?
Oh. And Kaylin seems like she carries herself pretty well.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's quiet though. And she needs to open up a little more if she's good.
Yeah. I think she'll, yeah.
Yeah.
We need a little spunk.
Mm.
And I think Tayshia has that.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I do love Tayshia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
Are you?
Are you?
Yeah.
We're old. This is the lamest grape therapy ever.
We're in PJs. We ate salads for dinner. They were delicious, but this is your 30s, people.
Yeah.
On the floor in PJs.
It's true. And like barely being able to keep my eyes open after 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Well, what did I do the last couple days? Oh, I was traveling.
Yeah, same.
And then I'm going to L.A. this weekend. I get to golf with Tiger Woods.
That's exciting.
And Chris Harrison and Jason Tardik on Monday.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yeah. And then stay tuned for Valentine's Day plans because
I'm not planning shit.
I don't know what's going to happen, but it ain't up to me.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah. So everyone go slide into Jason's DMs. No, don't. There's enough of those.
No more.
We're both going to be on romantic getaways on Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh.
We definitely need to podcast when you get back.
Oh, we have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, I need to podcast with Blair and Luke.
Mm. Oh yeah. How are they?
They're killing it.
Oh, so cute.
They're just crushing the long D.
I love it.
Yeah. And then you.
Yeah.
And then me and Jason's.
So precious.
You know what? Sorry that was a boring grape therapy, but we're like The Bachelor. To be continued.
Yeah.
We're keeping you on your toes for what's to come.
Totally.
Yeah. I can't win them all, you know?
No, no.
I can't have just grade A material for every podcast.
Oh gosh. I didn't even ask people to ask questions.
You guys,
it's all good.
Love you. Love you, Vinos. And everybody go hound Brandy about her date.
Your session's now ending.
For listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Baked by Melissa. Check out bakedbymelissa.com/vine to sign up and use promo code VINE to get 15% off your next order. And Quip. Go to quip.com/vine to get your first refill pack free.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.